Just about everyone at Monday's council meeting seemed to agree that the North Harbor and the police station were still the city's top two projects. They were at the top last year as well, but there was plenty of disagreement over which should be ranked number one. In public testimony, local attorney John Hogue gave several reasons to put the police station at number one.
The first is the building is unsafe. Most of you know that. It is unsafe for those that work there. And arguably it can be unsafe for some of the inmates. And having spent 7+ years defending Lane County, Oregon's pocketbook against inmate lawsuits, I can assure you that inmates figure out pieces of paper and forms and can get those to federal court. And just defending the claims can get to be a spending and time-consuming process. Secondly, as you know, the building is structurally unsound. It's sinking and not doing very well and coming apart at the seams, costing more each year. Third, for the officers that are there, the working conditions are terrible. If you've been in the chief's office, the floor is unstable. You go upstairs, it gets worse. It's you know, quite a pitiful work site for those folks.
The project was number two on the city's legislative priority list last year and received $350,000 to start design work, but no construction funds. Like the police station, North Harbor is also more than a half century old and in poor structural condition, but its design work is nearly done and dredging is slated to begin next fall for the project. The harbor was number one on the list last year and received $3.5 million from lawmakers. That brought the project's total funding to $7 million. However, the latest cost estimate puts it at 8.7, and advocates are hoping lawmakers will provide a grant to cover the shortfall this coming year. Harbor Board member and fisherman Jeff Funt urged the council to keep the harbor ranked at number one.
I think we should complete the project that we have started. And it's going to be tough getting money out of the state this year. Anyway, I understand. And it would be nice to finish a project before we actually start another one. I could see where we could maybe do a partial on that North Harbor and be forever short of stalls for who knows how long.
The council was split 5-2 on the issue. Councilor Don Koenigs, who attended the meeting by phone, favored the police station.
It's a liability that's hanging out there. It's not a conducive place. It's not a safe place to work. Personally, the building ought to be condemned, and they ought to either move someplace else. I also would refer you to reading the city manager's recommendation.
City manager Steve Giesbrecht, who was out of town, had recommended the police station be ranked number one, followed by North Harbor. Councilor John Jensen agreed the police station was important, but he argued for the harbor as number one, pointing out that it, too, had serious liability issues.
We have lots of people transiting that dock all the time, and it's just virtually ready to go at any time. I haven't been down it for 3 or 4 or 5 years now, but when I was down there last walking around back to a boat I fished on, that dock is still is in terrible, deplorable shape, as well as the police station. But I'm one that, once you start a project, let's finish it.
The Harbor Board and project engineers have come up with a phased approach to replace much of the facility for the $7 million the city now has in hand. That would buy 87 stalls for now, 50 fewer than planned, and 60 fewer than there are today. According to Harbor Master Glo Wallen, that would not only mean no room for new boats, it would also disrupt local fishermen that already have stalls.
What it means is that we will have to tell 15 of our business people, 15 boat owners, that they no longer have a home in the North Harbor.
Wolin said they'd have to be relocated to South Harbor, and then that facility would be full. The city revises this priority list every year for the legislature, typically ranking its top 20 or so projects. Whether or not an item is number one on the list doesn't necessarily mean the legislature will choose to fund or not fund it. It certainly doesn't hurt, though. North Harbor itself was listed as number one when it received a large appropriation this past year. The new fire hall was at the top of the list when it received full funding in 2010. At the same time, the library project was number two that year, and it received more than 3/4 of the money it needed for construction. Councilor Sue Flint questioned the need for a battle over this issue.
When we lobby, we're talking about all kinds of different things, and I know there are different areas where they can get funding for different kinds of projects. So to me, they're both important. We need them both. We're going to fight for them both. And I don't understand why we have to keep going around and around and around about this one or that one.
Councillors Flint, Koenigs, Nancy Strand, and Rick Braun, as well as Mayor Al Dwyer, ultimately voted to put the police station on top, followed by the harbor. Councillors Mark and John Jensen were opposed. They all agreed, though, to add a couple more items further down the draft priority list. Number 12 is the expansion of the town's nonprofit daycare, the Petersburg Children's Center. Number 19 became an upgrade to digital projection equipment for the student-run Northern Nights Theater. In order, the other projects on the list include a rebuild for the Rasmus Inge Bridge over Hammersloo, sewer upgrades on Main Street, South Nordic, and Haugen Drive, a new operating table, and a new diagnostic imaging tool called a C-arm for Petersburg Medical Center. Then there is the renovation and boiler replacement for the center's long-term care wing, new siding and insulation for the elementary school's exterior walls, and new boilers school district-wide. And there's a vessel washdown facility for Scow Bay on the list, followed by design work for a new museum building, a remodel for the community gym, a columbarium to house cremated remains in Petersburg Cemetery, recycling equipment for the landfill, renovations for the municipal building, and a harbor department plan and rate study. The council passed the final list 6-1, with the police department at the top and the harbor at number 2. Councillor John Jensen was opposed. The city will send the prioritized list as well as an unranked list of dozens more projects to state agencies, lawmakers, and the governor in the hopes of getting some funding. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.